Good morning, and welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Albert Morales, managing partner of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. We created the center in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at www.businessofgovernment.org. The Business of Government Radio Hour features a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. Our special guest this morning is Kathleen Turco, Chief Financial Officer of the General Services Administration. Good morning, Kathleen.
Good morning.
And joining us in our conversation, also from IBM, is Steve Watson. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Al, and good morning, Kathleen. Thank you for joining us.
Kathleen, can you begin by telling us about the history and the mission of the General Services Administration?
Yes. The General Services Administration, or GSA, has a mission to help federal agencies better serve the public by offering, at best value, superior workplaces, expert solutions, acquisition services, and management policies. The mission of the GSA actually translates into the three services that we have today, including the Public Building Service, the Federal Supply Service, and the Federal Technology Service. So we offer a lot of opportunities in terms of goods and services and facilities that we support in the United States. And now we do some support of state and local governments. GSA came about in 1949, so we've been around a while, not as long as some other federal agencies. It was an attempt to consolidate some responsibilities that both the president at that time and Congress felt would be better served, moved together to better serve other agencies at a lower cost, best value approach, even back in the 1940s. And we continue to do that, and we continue to evolve today in terms of how we can provide best value and our services to other federal agencies.
Can you describe to us the size, budget, and employee skill set at GSA?
Yes. GSA has approximately 12,500 employees, and GSA is a somewhat unique. It's the first agency I've been with where we operate on a revolving fund basis, a full cost recovery basis. The majority of other agencies, federal agencies, operate on appropriated funding basis. We act as a catalyst for nearly $66 billion in federal spending annually, and we're probably one of the largest procurement agencies, if not the largest, in the federal government. We oversee assets totaling about 8,300 government-owned or leased buildings, an interagency fleet of 170,000 vehicles, a variety of technology programs. We offer products ranging from laptop computers to systems that cost over $100 million. So we assist other agencies in terms of leveraging billions of dollars in the marketplace. We work with industry to deliver those services and with our federal clients in order to improve on their mission and their delivery to the taxpayers.
Can you please describe the role and responsibilities of the offices of the Chief Financial Officer?
The Chief Financial Officer's office at GSA provides leadership in strategic planning, budgeting, financial policy and procedures, as well as the operations of the financial system at GSA. GSA is rather large in terms of its financial operations, which I find exciting. We process over 1.2 million invoices a year. On the receivable side, we process nearly 440,000 bills, totaling $18 billion during fiscal year 2004.
That's a lot of checks to write at the end of the month.
It's a lot of checks, and we do most of them electronically.
Right. What were your previous experiences prior to being appointed CFO in August of 2002?
I have had a federal career. I started out at the Department of Education as a management intern. I was very fortunate to obtain that position, and I started in the budget office at the Education Department and moved over to the Office of Management and Budget after 3 years. Where, again, I was very fortunate. I was on the management side, and we got to work on the development and putting in place the Chief Financial Officers Act of 1990 and the Government Performance and Results Act and other opportunities, including Clinger-Cohen. So we were looking at cash and credit management programs across government, internal control programs, working with the Inspector General community. I had a variety of experience, all of which then led to being offered a job as the IRS examiner in the Treasury branch at OMB, where I worked closely with the IRS on their tax systems modernization and changes to that, along with bringing in the new commissioner. It's when Charles Rosati was brought in to change around the Internal Revenue Service. And that's when the reorganization plan was put in place for the Internal Revenue Service. And then I was subsequently hired by Commissioner Rosati and Dave Mader to come over and manage the budget and planning process at the Internal Revenue Service, along with working with the senior team on the reorganization of the IRS. So that was 3.5 years of exciting work to change how the Internal Revenue Service delivered business services to the American taxpayers. It was challenging. It was at times frustrating, at times an opportunity that I probably won't have again in my career. So even on the long days, I was very grateful to be there, to be able to work with a group of senior people who wanted to make a difference for the taxpayers. Without that position, I don't think I could have, one, gotten the position of CFO at GSA, and two, have been able to walk into it as I have and to set a course out for the office of the CFO. So I learned a lot working with the senior folks at IRS that I brought that to GSA, and it's been, I think, an easier time for me at GSA than I would have had otherwise.
Kathleen, it sounds like you dealt with many of the same financial and technology issues and aspects of the job at IRS as you're dealing with at GSA. Can you give us a comparison of your position and approaches at GSA relative to IRS when you were there?
There are many similarities and a couple of differences. In terms of similarities, what's been exciting both at IRS and GSA is bringing in a new strategic planning process. And I think that's the result of the GPRA legislation. When GPRA was first implemented, the focus was on the metrics. And once you start the development of the metrics and you don't have a planning process, it becomes much more difficult to bring together the metrics and the budget process. And at both agencies, I've had the opportunity to put in place a performance management process that allows the senior executives to focus in on the strategic planning necessary for their programs and their business lines in order to drive change of associates or federal employees in terms of delivering on the services and measuring performance and bringing that together with an award system and demonstrating our value to the American taxpayers. And that's very important. Folks want to know, you know, what they're getting for their money. And being able to put in a performance measurement process really drives that for a federal agency. And I know other agencies have processes in place, and I think when you have that, you really can take your agency further in terms of delivering on the business. I think now with the emphasis from OMB on the program assessment and rating tool, the PART process, you have to have a planning process. So that's been exciting. The other piece, I think, is the technology and working on the enterprise architecture and the technology requirements, both a financial system. At IRS, I had the opportunity to work on the tax systems as well.
Kathleen, you've had an impressive career you've outlined here. As you've progressed into more responsible positions, how has your management and leadership style changed to accommodate that progression?
I think when I started out, clearly I was an analyst, delivering on the facts and figures to tell the story in terms of the programs or the business activities of an agency. What I've tried to evolve in terms of my leadership style into is a business partner or strategic advisor, both to the head of the agency and to my peers and to the other executives that I work with. I think it's very important to demonstrate the value of the financial and budgetary analysis and how it can assist in decision making and, in fact, different types of business process reengineering or changes that can be made in programs to improve delivery.
I found it interesting that you started off studying elementary education and then moved on to receiving your MBA. What led you to this decision?
Somewhat similar. I like teaching, and I after I got through my education program at the University of Maryland, I moved down to Florida, and I had the opportunity to teach there, but I also had the opportunity to attend graduate school. I had planned to combine the education degree with teaching management at the junior high or high school level, but once I got the MBA, I had applied for some federal jobs, so I was offered the intern program at the education department. So it was kind of a natural fit to start at the education department. So, and I had planned to stay there, but I got the opportunity to go to OMB, and, you know, I was advised when you get an opportunity to go to OMB, you take it.
How is the office of the Chief Financial Officer moving from bookkeeper to decision maker? We'll ask GSA CFO Kathleen Turco to explain this to us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.